Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. We're Pesachim Daf Mem. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, towards the end of the page, brings the opinion of Rava that we have a din of matzah shmur. You need to have shimur of the matzah from the beginning of the process of preparing the matzahs. The Rishayim discuss what point exactly does the shimur start. But al kol panim, we have a din of shimur matzah not only to prevent from being chametz, but also just to have a lishma, to have the mindset that this matzah is kept for matzah only. Now it's brought down in Kabbalah that the idea is, that Rizal says, that the matzah shmura means shmura min hamazikim, meaning matzah shmura refers to that nothing from the outside can be touching this point. There's a point at every yid that needs to be pured, needs to be completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no outside forces or outside influences. And to explain this a little bit more, let's be ma'ayin what the Vilna Gaon tells us in Tikkun Zoya. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that if somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei and he has a nachash karuch al hakevoy, he has a snake on his feet, lo yafsik, he should not stop davening. But if he has an akrov, if he has a scorpion, so then he has to be mafsik, then he has to stop and from davening Shmoneh Esrei. So the Vilna Gaon explains, what does it mean a nachash, what does it mean an akrov? We're not talking about only the literal meaning of a snake and a scorpion, but we're talking about conceptual yetzaharas that are disturbing someone from davening because they are disturbing his mindset. And the Gaon explains that a nachash refers to all the different types of yetzaharas that you have in the world, all the different types of distractions that we can have, the yetzahara has of taiva, of gaiva, and other things. But the yetzahara called an akrov, a scorpion, that's a specific yetzahara that is called the yetzahara of kfira, the yetzahara that comes to take away the concept of emunah. Someone who doesn't believe is called a koifer bi'ikar. He's koifer in the ikar, in the main thing that we have. The word bi'ikar, says the Vilna Gaon, is the same letters of the word akrov. Akrov refers to bi'ikar, removing the ikar. Says the Gaon, that's what the Gemara tells us, of an akrov poisek. If a person has a tzahara of akrov, now he cannot connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tefillah. The Yid can always connect Hashem with all the different distractions, with all the different yitzharas, with all different things and outside factors, but not when you have kfira. The emunah of a Yid cannot be touched. If the emunah has a problem, then he's disconnected. Then he doesn't have the shaykhis and the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we talk about over here. Matzah shmur means it's supposed to be shomur that there's nothing, no other factors involved. It's brought down that Am Yisrael were saved from Mitzrayim because they still had the emunah. That's the one thing the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, did not touch, did not reach into. As long as they have that emunah, then they have the schus of the Geula. But if Am Yisrael would lose the emunah, they would not be saved as Mefarish in the Rambam. That's the side of the matzah shmura, the shimur l'shem matzah, that it's completely purified, as we mentioned so many times in the Shirim, that the chametz refers to the Yetzirah. So matzah is the one that doesn't have chametz. Matzah shmur means that there's no touch, no connection, no relation. It's completely purified. And it's brought down the shlah, that's the sentence of the Gemara over here. The Gemara tells us, Omer Avuno, Betzeikos shenachim, dough of goyim, odomim malakrei somehem. You could fill yourself up on Pesach with those of goyim that don't have chametz. But you must make sure that you have a matzah shmur for the end of the Seder. So Zog Teshlah, the remez over here is that we can be involved in the goyim, and the end of the day, what brings us b'acharoina, to the end, to the Olam Haba. That's the moon of that place, is no mokum for the goyim to be involved. That's the soid of matzah shmura, and that's the reason we eat it dafka in the end of the Seder, to refer to the end of the days, to the time of Olam Haba, which belongs only to Am Yisrael, and there's no other influences in that place. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.